Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great good morning, everyone. My Mercado Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:08 a.m. here in the great Northeast this beautiful Wednesday, November 19, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and his great company, Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we celebrate today because we lost them this year. Like Robert Pauley of Shikshini, James Riley of Luzerne, and David Williams of Dunmore. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gabbling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that because of our commitment to common sense, that we will, in fact, provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of the morning. So, I just saw something that said, I was scolding the troll. I don't have a problem about, I do have a problem. I have a problem about idiotic interpretations of facts, but what I do have the problem with is inventing facts so then you can mold your opinion where you want it to go, and that's what the troll did. Trump shut down the DOJ investigation. There was no more DOJ investigation when Trump took office. If it was shut down, it was shut down during the Biden administration. And I'm not aware of it being shut down. I know this. It was buried during the Biden administration. And it's so patently obvious that the administration that coordinated with local jurisdictions in New York State, Manhattan Borough, Georgia, and federal jurisdictions in Florida and Washington, D.C., to convict the president and put him in jail, President Trump. Yeah, they would have held back Trump information in the Epstein files. Like, nobody's that stupid. And if you try to be stupid, I don't get it, number one, but I'm going to call you out on it. So there you go, troll. It's just frightening. Now, on a separate subject, somebody texted, the WILK conservative audience is split 60% for the $2,000 dividend check and 40% against. Now, I don't know where you get this information, but let's assume you're correct. And they continue, because of the deficit, the check has little bearing on the deficit. It's from tariff revenues. Why would anyone hand power back to the insane left-wing open borders transgender ideology on innocent children, men and women, sports, defunding the police, anti-Semitic protests, socialist Democrat Party agenda? The Democrats will blow the deficit out of the sky with unnecessary government spending. Let's be real and avoid the risk of insane left-wing mandates. Well, I just don't think you hand out $2,000. I'm not going to have a big problem with it. But I hope they don't send out tariff checks. Number one, because we don't even know if the tariffs will be in place in a year from now. Number two, we've got a massive federal debt and a massive federal deficit each year. Why would we do that? I don't get it. I mean, I get it. And you're right. They're going to waste the money anyway. And that's under Republicans and Democrats. The federal government is a huge waste of money. We know that $1 trillion a year goes to NGOs and nonprofits to administer fake programs so that they can be paid six-figure salaries and have jobs for their cronies who then go out and become activist campaigners and who donate to incumbents. Yeah. So, no, I don't want the checks to be sent out. Let's reduce the deficit and let's get Doge back in gear. Now, they're still working, by the way. Doge is still working. About a month ago, or within the last month, coming across my transom was a report that they found another $4.4 billion that they sequestered. So, in any event. Someone has a text about something about imprisonment, but it doesn't make any sense to me. So I can't read it. I just can't figure it out. Now there's another thing that I haven't heard except on the Jimmy Failla show. And it doesn't come across very clearly. And this is from a troll, but I know that it is an interpretation that could be made. Trump to a female reporter on Air Force One saying, "Quiet, quiet, piggy." Now, it's open to interpretation what the words were and what it meant. You know, you're being a pig, asking too many questions, don't dominate the time. Or is she heavy? Nobody's even identified the reporter at this point. It appears, and I've stressed this, it appears Trump said those words to someone. I didn't see video of it. I only saw audio or heard audio. And I only heard it on Failla. I didn't hear it anywhere else. We'll see. I mean, we'll comment on it. Hey, if he said it, he's wrong. And he should apologize. And Jimmy Failla was speculating that maybe he did apologize, which is why it hasn't gotten any coverage. We'll see. So is it interesting you mentioned the Burns changing history, while the Smithsonian, under pressure from the White House, has removed Trump's impeachments. They now say there are only three impeachments in U.S. history, changing history 1984. I'm not aware of that. But you've lost all credibility with me. You lied during the same program about Trump shutting down an Epstein investigation with the DOJ. How do I believe you now? And you know what? I don't even care to look it up. I won't. Because you're a proven liar and a fabricator. And we love you because you listen. But you've got no credibility. Literally zero. And it's just what is. I'm sorry. You lose credibility. It's very hard to get it back. You start making things up so that you can conform with your opinion that Trump is evil or a bad guy or whatever. You lose me. And by the way, if you're making things up about Joe Biden, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it about anybody. Make your opinions be based upon actual facts, not inventions, not fabrications. Somebody said, Bob, regarding the Pennsylvania license plates, it's all about tax revenues. No one in their right mind would design a license plate like that unless it's so easy for the toll and traffic cameras to read from a distance. That's certainly a factor in designing them. Somebody identifying that the person Trump was referring to was Bloomberg reporter Catherine Lucy. Now, I don't know who she is. And again, I don't know that he wasn't referring to her asking multiple questions or wanting to dominate his little press gaggle. So I don't know. But we'll see. Somebody said, that's like you, no credibility. You lost it for me when you decided to become a corrupt politician. Is that supposed to bother me? I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that's supposed to be. Anyway, so Catherine Lucy, a Bloomberg reporter, one of our listeners reports, is the person, but somebody else said they believe the reporter's name is Charlotte. We'll see. I don't know. I don't think Trump is into the literary reference with Charlotte. I don't know, though. We'll find out. Look at it, and without fear or favor on this program as well, we're going to report it. And we're going to say he's wrong if he's wrong. We're going to say he exaggerated if he exaggerated. No big deal. He's my guy. He's my guy. He is. I want you to remember the dark, dark days of the Biden administration. It was sickening. It was disgusting. It was soul-stealing to have these scumbags in charge of the country. Soul-stealing. There's nothing redemptive about the Biden administration. Nothing. They were scum. They were corrupt. They were dumb. They were actually out to hurt America and Americans. It's astonishing. Somebody texted in, Bob, I disagree with your analogy. It wasn't an analogy, but anyway, disagree with the $2,000 dividend check. The American people and taxpayers always feel they're getting the short end of the stick. Well, they do it because they are. They're getting the short end of the stick. That's why the socialists are taking over the big cities and the federal government at all levels. Now, I want you to analyze this. By the way, your statement is sadly true. People are voting for people like Mamdani, a phony, lying, communist Islamist. They're voting for people like that with no capacity to run the city of New York. He's so far over his head, it's not even a discussion. But here's the funny thing about people. It goes all the way back to the Israelis or the Jews in the desert when they fled Egypt, the Exodus. They do the darndest things. Remember the Art Linkletter show? They'll do the exact opposite. Like, the government will fail them repeatedly, and they vote for more government. Can you figure this out? I cannot. It's our job to try to educate enough people so that they don't vote like idiots. Yeah, the government really is screwing me. Their regulations and their taxes and how they're making everything more expensive, but I want more of it. It's insane. The Bernie Sanders of the world, the socialists, the communists, the Democrat leadership, they're insane people. Telling you that they're going to fix things with more of what caused the problems. All right, we'll take a break. Somebody's definitely, but the same listener saying it's definitely Catherine Lucy from Bloomberg. And thank you for that. LTS back at you. Let's see where it goes. All right, Bob Cadaro, and if it goes nowhere, again, it's another one of these tempests in a teapot. We'll take a break and be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The Kinks. Murph tells us this date, 1965, they released their hit Till the End of the Day. And of course, the 1919 this date, the Senate rejected the Treaty of Versailles, which was a disaster, an absolute disaster. And many could argue, credibly, one of the driving forces behind Hitler's rise and... Well, by the way, it also was going to form a League of Nations, which we see how that worked out. But, yeah, 55 in favor, 39 against. And Wilson put his whole presidency on the line. Not a great presidency at all, by the way. But he put it on the line and was discredited in that fashion. And in the eyes of the world and the country. Now, you say 55 in favor, 39 against. Well, you needed two-thirds majority for ratification of a treaty, and he didn't get it. So, but the Treaty of Versailles, which placed incredible burdens on the Germans and the German people, was a huge factor in the rise of Adolf Hitler, and thus World War II. Think about it. Now, let's talk about this because we've got a caller that I want to talk to also on the subject. President Donald Trump, I took a picture, or I have a picture of the reporter. She's not fat by any means. Now, if he called a guy like me who's overweight, piggy, if you called a girl, a woman, piggy, and she was overweight, that would be really bad in my view. Am I being chauvinist? I don't know. But this woman's not heavy or fat by any stretch. I think he was referring to her behavior. That's what I believe. And I'm saying from in context of what I was hearing, because she cut him off in the middle of an answer regarding the Epstein files. Again, the silliness. And she's from Bloomberg, so she's suspect to start with. Right? So she's not fat. Now, am I wrong on this or right? You could tell me. My immediate reaction, because she's not heavy, is I don't think much of it. I don't think much of it. Let's see. Charles from Scott Township. On the same subject, how are you, Charles?
Hey, good, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I watched that. He did say that. He did call her piggy, and I thought the same thing, that she was interrupting him. But everybody got upset about Trump when he says something like that. But what about Biden when he stood in front of those with those two Marines behind him and called mouthing off and calling mega Republicans names, you know, and he even called us garbage, remember?
Yep. Well, no, I mean, let's not talk about a complete sickening disgrace when we're talking about Trump. There is no fair comparison. You talk about anybody in relation to Biden, it takes them down a notch, no matter who they are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got I love how these people get upset, though, over something like whatever Trump does. But look at that guy who just got voted in, to my surprise, AG in Virginia, threatening his opponent.
Yes, they weren't upset about that. He was imagining or saying that it would be a good thing if his political opponent's children got killed. That would be a great lesson. And the Democrats didn't care about that.
No, that was okay. But everything that Trump does, everything he says, every little thing he does, we're ready to impeach him. They're ready to, prosecute him and throw him in jail. And they could call, like I said, look up there with ICE, these people out there, ICE, these men and women risking their lives and being away from home and everything, trying to, trying to do their job, and they're getting stopped, they're on that, they're being spit on, they're called racists and Nazis and everything. It's disgusting, it really is.
Yeah. Well, it was, again, Trump is a crude speaker, no matter what. His use of words and the things he says and how he reacts is crude. It does not bother me. Now, again, the only thing that would bother me, if this woman was heavy, it would have bothered me.
Right.
But she doesn't appear to be.
No. And plus that, don't forget, Trump is born and raised New Yorker, you know, so he's a typical New Yorker. And, and I met people, from New York City, and they're like, around here, people get offended by the way they talk, But that's how they do it. That's they pretty much say what's on their mind. What you see is what you get, right?
I know. And the thing I can't figure out, Charles, and that we'll see how it goes, but it hasn't gotten any legs in the mainstream media. I mean, this should be right. This should be an entire show on The View. And it hasn't yet. I can't figure out why.
Yeah,
but we'll see.
I don't know.
Maybe because she's not fat.
Yeah, no, but give them time. Though somebody's going to, somebody's going to go and they're going to get carried away with this. But anyways, Bob. Yeah, Trump. You know, they should be used to him by now.
I know. Oh Lord. Well, the TDSers will never get used to him.
All I say is, thank God he is our president.
Oh, we dodged an incredible bullet, and we replaced a disgusting, sickening presidency.
You ever watch the Greg Gutfeld show?
Oh yeah.
And he has that one segment that shows a picture of Trump smiling and says, "We don't deserve him." But anyways, Bob. Yeah, I love watching the Five, and I love watching Gutfeld. You know, they're all, and I like Jesse. Jesse's got a good show.
Yes, I'm telling you the whole lineup, and I have to switch between them all, and I go to CNN, and not only is it dry, but it's awful. And MSNBC, it's awful. And then you realize, wait a minute, they didn't even cover this issue because they ignore stories that don't follow their agenda. It's strange.
Exactly.
It's not news. It's not even news analysis on the other two cable stations. It really isn't.
It's lies. Yep. Lots of lies. Lots of lies.
Well, Charles, thank you.
Bob, good talking to you. Have a good day. God bless.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Charles. He has. We'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll come back with our veterans tribute this hour and the weather after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by a great friend of the veterans, John Basaliga, great friend of this area. We feature today, as we head towards the weekend, Basaliga Hospitality. We talked about fine dining at the Stegmeyer and Aterra 519. Well, you want a great bar restaurant? How about three of them? The Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township. I'm still thinking about their steak tartare and bone marrow appetizer. I think about it every day. Isn't that sad? 307 Springbrook Township. Just quality. Beautiful service. Far Street Tavern. The reimagined neighborhood bar in the great Trips Park section of West Scranton. An incredible tradition. Reimagined at the Far Street Tavern. The Queen City Tavern, remade, reimagined as well in downtown Oliphant. Just walk in, your jaw will drop. Queen City Tavern. James Riley, we lost him November 6th. He was from Luzerne. He was 78 years old at his passing. He was raised in Luzerne. Attended Luzerne High School, then enlisted in the United States Army, where he served as a private first class. Jimmy was stationed in Okinawa and joined the U.S. Army boxing team. While serving there, he became the welterweight champion of the island. After serving in the Army, Jim came home and he started a professional boxing career at the Wilkes-Barre Police Athletic League. He boxed professionally from 1970 to 1976, becoming the Northeast Pennsylvania middleweight champion. He was self-employed doing construction and painting for many years. He was also employed at Connolly Realty Group in Luzerne. He liked the simple pleasure, coffee at McDonald's, reading the newspaper, talking to his buddies, fishing, hunting. Loved spending Sundays with his pals at the American Legion. Jim also carried on a 40-year tradition started by his father with the help of his family, stocking Toby's Creek with fish for the kids. Survived by his brother, sister, former wife and friend, Denise Riley, his daughter, a granddaughter, and other family members. James Riley, our featured veteran, brought to you by John Basaliga and Basaliga Hospitality. From meteorologist Joe Snedeker, what does Joe have to say? Well, he's telling us it's going to be cloudy with rain and snow showers this morning. Partial clearing this afternoon, high of 45. It's 40 degrees, creeping upwards. Tonight, partly, as I speak, outside the studio. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 28. Thursday, breaks of morning sun, then increasing clouds, high 45. Friday, cloudy with some showers, likely 50. Now, Bulldog, I have to ask you a question before we go to our little ditty. The temperatures for Thursday and Friday are handwritten. Is that by you?
Yes.
And shouldn't I be suspicious?
No.
Since it's handwritten, it doesn't appear to have any of Joe Snedeker's imprint on it.
No, because when Brian compiles it, he translates what Joe Snedeker says.
He translates it to English?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And then he emails it to me, and then I print it out. And when he translated, when he printed it, wrote it up, he didn't have the temperatures in there.
So you had to ad lib.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough. Fair enough, Bulldog. But it's still a little suspicious in my way of thinking. Donovan, Murph tells us this date, 1966, he was moving up the charts with his hit Mellow Yellow. And, you know, I picked this yesterday. I don't know, sometime, I don't even remember what time, to be honest with you. I picked that little thing to play comparing the idiocy of the Biden administration and Kamala and their reproach to Iran. Don't. Versus Trump. And guess what? He delivered. He did bomb the spit out of them. I'm telling you what, we saved the country electing Donald Trump, and I don't care who you voted for. In your heart, you know that's correct. Man, were we in trouble. We were in incredible trouble. Somebody texted in, these leftists will be outraged and offended by a piggy comment as the joke and circulate memes claiming Trump Lewinsky Bubba, the 50 Shades of Grey crowd offended by locker room talk. I know. It's like the faux outrage is just a joke. Bob, the problem is this is on a separate subject. American people see the government tax them to death and get nothing in return. No bang for their buck, not even paved streets. Well, we know that in Scranton, and she won by 2-1. I told you, the stupidity of the voters is astonishing. They continue. So give them the $2,000. Same with health insurance subsidies. Give the money to the insurance purchaser, not the fat cat health insurance companies. Well, that's the wrong way to look at it, number one. Health insurance companies are people. They're not out to screw anybody. They're out to make money. I mean, I agree with not giving them the money directly, but see, it's to save and pretend Obamacare is working. Let's just not overlook the reality of this. We don't have the $2,000 to send to people, either from the tariffs or for the subsidies for Obamacare. We don't have the money. I understand it's very hard to say no to the American people when they want something or think they deserve something, even if they're wrong. Well, they're wrong here. We don't have the money. Somebody texts in, I don't know what it means, time, it says, but excuses for your leader. This is why we are where we are. You guys have excused all of his behavior since day one. Do you see how they project the Trump haters? Like, that's actually a necessary component of Trump derangement syndrome, which we featured yesterday on one of our highlights. You ignored Biden's corruption. You ignored his stupidity. You ignored his incompetence, and you ignored his dementia. And by the way, we are where we are, which is a pretty damn good place in a pretty short period of time after the debacle of the Biden administration and the policies of the left wing. I'm not making any excuses. And that's the other thing. They don't hear. Something triggers them and they just go off into the wilderness. I didn't excuse him. I'm saying I see why he said it. She was being a pig, asking more questions and trying to dominate a press gaggle. And number two, it had nothing to do with her size. So we'll see. Ask for a comment about Trump's, is another listener, about Trump's insult to White House, and this is the one who's sort of reminded me to talk about all this, so thank you. A White House official blamed Lucy. This reporter behaved in an inappropriate and unprofessional way towards her colleagues on the plane. Okay. I mean, that's not the word I would suggest he uses. Somebody said the piggy scandal was inside on the Inside Edition last night, so it'll be on The View today. They'll be calling for his head yet again. I know. Rich McHale sending belated birthday wishes to my mother. Thank you, Rich. I'll pass it along. Yeah. What? I mean, Biden said that poor people are just as smart as white people. I mean, please. He made fun of Indian accents. It's the strangest thing. Funny. Hey, Mother Teresa, let's get this before we get to Bloomberg. St. Teresa for today, November 19. All our words will be useless unless they come from within. Words that do not give the light of Christ increase the darkness. Today, more than ever, we need to pray for the light to know the will of God, for the love to accept the will of God, for the courage to do the will of God. St. Teresa, Mother Teresa. Well, you did it, Mother Teresa, that's for sure. Most of us fall short of that. Let's take our break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back. This day, 1966, Murph says the Supremes had their eighth career number one hit with You Keep Me Hanging On, that great song. And that was 1969. Apollo 12 astronauts Charles Conrad and Alan Bean make the second man landing on the moon. Now, I was told this with some credibility, that Trump is pushing NASA and our space exploration apparatus, private and public, to get to the moon for the 250th birthday, get back to the moon. It sounds like Trump, but I hope it isn't true. We'll see. We'll follow. Somebody takes in, hi, Bob, LTS always. Please remind your listeners to keep our eye on the prize. It's more important than ever to vote in every election to keep America on the right path. Imagine if Miss Giggles would have won the White House. Music Man. Love it, Music Man. You're right. 100%. Mike says it was pretty dumb of Trump to float the idea of a 2K tariff rebate. Now, if it doesn't happen, he takes a PR hit, self-inflicted wound again. He does it all the time. He thinks out loud. Now, I'm immune at this point. He can't run again. I don't know to what level his gaffes harm his effectiveness. They don't seem to. So, you know, somebody takes in, Bob on Trump damage control as usual. No, I'm on the reality tour. You may have Trump derangement syndrome. And by the way, here's the other difference between this program and the ones that apparently have indoctrinated you. We give the facts, and then I give my interpretation of them. We don't change the facts. We don't invent facts. We tell the truth and base our opinions, my opinions, on truth, fact, and reality. That's a big difference between me and the left, me and myself and the Democrat Party. Huge difference. In any event. Yeah. And I agree with Mike on not only blurting it out, but the other part is we don't have the money. Don't be sending it to people. Don't be buying votes like the Democrats do with people's own money. All right, we're way over here. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:02 and change. That means it's time for the news and more. So we'll hear that, and then we'll be back. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cadaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.